6:30:22. The last day of September already. My goodness, where does the time go? I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be
yes.
to God Almighty.
The people are the rightful masters of both Congress and courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert it.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Abraham Lincoln.
Still
so relevant today. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. September 30th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. It's time for some real talk about the trannies. There's a lot of problems in this country, no doubt. Our authorities let criminals roam free and attack people with impunity. They force killer shot mandates onto everyone, including kids. They murdered millions of small businesses with communist, overreaching, tyrannical, draconian COVID lockdowns. These are all grossly evil. But there's probably nothing more evil that this regime is doing than the campaign to promote transgenderism to children nationwide. In the Bible, Jesus Christ says, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." And more so than any other thing happening in America right now, that is what the transgenderism frenzy is about. It's about taking our most vulnerable people, our children and teenagers, and convincing them to mutilate and destroy their bodies. It's an entire political movement dedicated to defiling the bodily temples that God gave to us. I'm going to apologize in advance if any of what I'm about to tell you is disgusting or upsetting, but all of you don't just deserve to know the truth. You need to know the truth. Because most of these feckless, fake Republican lawmakers dance around the truth here. First, of course, they're caught up and worried about your feels. They don't want to gross people out. And second, probably more important, if they told people the full truth, then their obvious failure, their failure to actually do anything, becomes even more openly cowardly and obviously indefensible. Here's the truth. Everything about the transgender movement is built on lies. Lies created by the most depraved and monstrous people you can imagine. Let's start with the big lie. The lie that transgender people are women trapped in men's bodies or vice versa. This is totally untrue. Here's what male to female transsexuals really are. They're sex fetishists. That's it. Here's the origin story for Rachel Levine and Caitlyn Jenner and all of the rest of these male-to-female tranny monsters that you see relentlessly pushed on television. Their origin story is this. When they were children, they enjoyed dressing up in their mom's underwear or their sister's underwear and then masturbating while looking at themselves in a mirror. Seriously. And this isn't something that we made up. No. In 2003, Northwestern professor J. Michael Bailey wrote about all of this in his book, The Man Who Would Be Queen. Bailey is actually a liberal who's okay with this kind of sick stuff, but he's also honest enough to believe in describing it accurately. So that's how it starts, with them dressing up in mommy's underwear. Then, as they get older, they start cross-dressing more and more. They wear women's underwear while out in public. Then they start trying to pass as a woman completely. They fail. But of course, these days, people are just too frightened and cowardly to say the truth. Or they're so mentally ill and deranged that they trip over themselves to talk about how beautiful and feminine these freaks look. But eventually, of course, even this isn't enough. Their fetish just gets more and more powerful as time goes on. So for some of them, they want to literally be women. Those are the ones who end up getting surgery. They use laser treatments to remove their facial hair. They get their jawbones and Adam's apples shaved down to look more feminine. They chop their dicks off and replace them with these disgusting open wounds that ooze pus and blood, which they pretend is a vagina. No, these aren't vaginas. These are literally injuries. They need to dilate them every day or else the body will close these holes up. And why do they do all of this? Well, because it's their fetish. Because what gets them off is the idea of transforming into the women that they're attracted to. None of these people want to actually be like real women. No, they want to be a fake cartoon version of a woman. They want to be the women that they see in pornographic movies because that's all this is. The depraved, broken thoughts of sex-addled creeps. Here's some more proof of what these people are really like. In the United Kingdom, overall, 16% of male prisoners are in prison for sex offenses. But among transgender prisoners in the UK, 59% are sex offenders. These aren't women. They're like monsters who have combined the worst traits of men and women together. And now our evil regime is demanding that we worship them like gods. And what these monsters want is access to victims and the chance to make more people like them. That's why we have that teacher in Canada who's wearing cartoonishly huge fake breasts. As we explained the other day, he's literally just a pedophile who gets off by forcing the people around him, including children, to pretend that he's a woman. Basically, the entire growth of transgenderism the last few years is about indulging and enabling these people. All those female-to-male transsexuals that are popping up now, they're mostly just vulnerable girls who are upset about going through puberty and being bombarded by our hypersexualized culture. Instead of being offered the support that they need, they're being told that they're secretly boys on the inside. Most of this is just to indulge the fantasies of these six sex perverts who we just mentioned by perpetuating the lie that people can be born in the wrong body. Already there are hundreds of people who are realizing they were duped and who are de-transitioning in response. In a few years, there will be thousands of these people because this isn't real medicine. It's a fad that's sucking up thousands of our young girls to indulge the fantasies of demon-possessed men who frankly deserve to be in prison or on a gallows. Karen Vanderjack is the leader of a group, 700 mothers, grandmothers, and mothers-to-be in Arizona. They've come together to fight against mask mandates, critical race theory, and the transgender frenzy ripping through Arizona schools. Karen herself is an Arizona-certified special education teacher who also homeschools her own children. Her group has already had a lot of successes. They got a state of emergency in her town of Lake Havasu repealed. They prevented new mandates from being imposed, and they've helped save the jobs of some vax-resisting hospital workers. But all of that was just a prelude to the battle over transgenderism that's about to unfold. Next February, Lake Havasu is planning to put on a massive drag show as part of the Arizona Pride Tour. The whole thing is going to benefit from $1.7 million in taxpayer funds. But when Karen and her allies spoke out against this, they got denounced as bigots. Of course. They will not be denounced here. Karen Vanderjack joins us now. Karen, thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you for having me today. This is something that needs to go nationwide, and we need the support of people in every town. This is going on everywhere, I know. But right now, we're fighting a battle that we keep going before the city council. We've gone on the radio, the newspaper. We've been on the front page of the newspaper fighting this. This is our local paper. They've done an article in the Patriot Free Press about our group and what we're trying to accomplish. We have it out there, but we go to the city council meetings and we are just dismissed. We are told that we are bigots. Right there, we told them that we are not bigots. The people that are bigots are the people that are accusing us, really. But our fight is for the kids. They're being used as props. in adult sexual fantasies. That's the thing. They're modern day flashers is what they are. This is not about live and let live. This is a sex crime. So we need to keep the children safe.
I remember
desensitizing the children.
I'm old enough to remember, Karen, growing up and being shown pictures of what a weirdo in a van by the park might look like and having these freak shows run around with trench coats on. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And they would be flashing mm-hmm. kids wearing trench coats. Right. This is exactly that thing, only not only is it right out in the wide open, but it is protected by a government that has an enforcement mm-hmm. arm to shut down any dissent to all of this.
Right. Like I said, they're modern day flashers and we're just letting it happen. Children can't be used as a way to titillate the sex drive of these grown men making fun of women dressing up in their garish makeup and their garish clothes and wanting the attention of the children. And we just said, hey, go ahead and have the show, but leave the kids out of it. We don't want the kids there. So that is our main concern. But we are fighting a battle with our city council right now. It is really serious. They're pretty much just ignoring us. And you write a letter to our mayor and he just, well, this is on private property. And, you know, everyone should have a right and choose whether they bring their children or not.
The people that are there and bringing children there should be arrested for child abuse. They yes. should be arrested for child molestation and sexual abuse of these children. These children are not old enough right. to make a cognitive decision whether or not they should be present at something like this. And most of them, I can't imagine their faces when they actually see this. What's the real reason that these sick and depraved, demonic individuals want kids there? You say it.
Well, they want them there. They're titillating their own sex drive. Because when the children are in front of them, it gets them excited. And that's the whole reason. If we said, hey, no kids there, would they still do it? Would these drag shows be done? So the mayor of our city, it's on his property. He owns the Lake Havasu Resort, and he is the manager. Of course, he's saying, well, it's on private property. Yeah, it's his private property. And of course, they're sold out. They're making lots of money. So it benefits him too.
What is the mayor's name in Lake Havasu? What's the mayor's name?
Cal Sheehy is his name. And we have given you new information about how to email him and on your for your show. So I'm sure it's in the details. But his name is Cal Sheehy. And he is the mayor. Now the other really offending person is our vice mayor, Jim Dolan. This man is out of control. He makes fun of us when we get up to talk. He rolls his eyes along with Councilman Moses, who just rolls his eyes when we get up to talk. We have councilwomen we do have two women in the group who have spoke out for us. And when I wrote a letter to all of them and said, you know, our vice mayor, Dolan, he called us bigots after 2.5 hours of people coming up with testimonies of how this is so wrong. We got done and the vice mayor said we were all bigots. And after he called us bigots, I wrote a letter to all the councilmen. I said, are you all agreeing with him? Because according to the rules, you're not supposed to give your personal opinion. And I had two people write back, Councilwoman Campbell and Councilwoman Lynn. You don't need to write them any letters. They are totally with us. They are fighting this thing. And we have found some laws that apply in our city. One of the first things I did in my many times in going before the council on this issue, I have talked about the Arizona Revised Statute Title 13, Criminal Code 13-1402, which talks about indecent exposure, but it also goes into minors. Now we're finding out there's another law on the books, the cabaret law, which we're working on. So we have several tools. We're trying to introduce them. We're saying this is not live and let live. This is a criminal offense. They need to be be arrested. This thing needs to be closed down.
This Mayor Sheehy, I don't know if he's a pedophile or not, but it certainly seems like it. This is his property that he owns, that he manages. He's using the excuse of this is private property. So obviously he wants to sit back in the corner and get off on little kids being in the presence of freak shows that are exposing themselves in Lake Havasu, Arizona.
No, I don't want to say for sure.
I'll go off circumstantial evidence, I guess. It's
okay.
My opinion is that he's a pedophile. For all of your fighting that you are doing.
And we know that this is connected with pedophiles because the website that is connected to this whole thing has the inverted, the triangle that goes inward, which means that it is a pedophile. What is it called? MAPS, minor attracted people.
Yep.
This are is, involved in this.
Yep. This
and
is
that
an
is
FBI
on the website of the people that are coming.
This is an FBI identified insignia. That's what it is. And so it's not to be taken lightly. This is actually real. This is when the FBI was actually chasing real criminals that produce real victims and actually protecting the public before they got their new duty of being the enforcement arm, the Gestapo, the secret police of the illegitimately installed regime. Karen Vanderjack, thank you so much for fighting in Arizona, the supposedly red state that is allowing this pedophilia to happen right out in the wide open. We're going to get all of that contact information to the public and to our viewing audience right now. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. All right, Stu Crew. So here we go. Here's this guy right here, Sheehy. Sheehy, look at this creep. This is the guy who owns the property, manages the property, that he is going to allow this public molestation and sexual depravity to happen and invite children. They wouldn't otherwise be having the event if children were not going to be there. Because that's how these pedophiles operate. So here is Sheehy. Look at this guy. What a creep this guy is. All right, Stu Crew, here's the information that you've been waiting for. Sheehy's phone number is 928-453-4152. Again, 928-453-4152. I'm going to give you his email address. It is sheehyc@hlcaz.gov. That's S-H-E-E-H-Y, the letter C, at lhcaz.gov. You know what to do. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. You've heard me talk about Patriots Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF. Yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. We have to protect ourselves against this government theft, criminal taxation, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, $1.7 million of taxpayer money being used to fund a public grooming event out in broad daylight hosted by pedophiles for public molestation. Taxpayer-funded. When they run out of money, they'll just print more. And then they'll come for you and your savings, your IRA, your 401k, your retirement account, and they will just take it. Protect yourself now with gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you call GoldCo, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. You cannot beat that. Call GoldCo today. They've already helped tens of thousands of Americans to protect themselves against this criminal theft by this corporate government crime syndicate. Mention Stu Peters when you call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. Well, it's been a busy week here on the Stu Peters Show, what with my return from Idaho, speaking in front of lawmakers there about this mass murder that's happening in this country. Vaccine-injured victims of the bioweapon were present as well. All kinds of powerful speakers. But with that being said, of course, Ask Dr. Jane on Wednesday had to be moved to today, and we're excited to have Dr. Jane with us now. It's all brought to you by MyPillow.com. Of course, the great patriot over there, Mike Lindell, offering up to 67% off if you use promo code Stu when you go to MyPillow.com. Also, if you haven't explored MyStore.com, this is beyond MyPillow. All kinds of products, 100% of those products are American-made. Not one single item on there comes from the Bezos, deep state, globalist, China, CCP, or anywhere else. It's all 100% American-made. And by the way, promo code Stu works over there as well. If you want to ask questions to Dr. Jane, find her in her Telegram, at Dr. Jane Ruby. We're going to get right underway here. Binks says, Dr. Jane, I'm so confused as to what COVID-19 really is. A weaponized virus, a straight-up bioweapon, or nothing at all? There does not seem to be a definitive answer yet.
Well, the evidence actually does point to the fact that they were working on a vaccine in the Wuhan lab. But remember, we have U.S. has biosafety labs all over the world. One of the biggest is in Fort Detrick in North Carolina. So this has been going on for quite some time. Many people now believe, many experts believe, that the injection is the bioweapon. It is actually making people sick. Now, that doesn't preclude the fact that something could have been dropped through many different sources. I've talked to airline experts who are no longer with the industry because of what happened last year. And they've said to me that it's very, very simple to use, for example, the aviation system. I'm not pinpointing any particular company or anything like that, to drop something that's a gain of function. But it does start to point all to the injections, that they are delivering different types of payloads, Stu.
Yeah. This was 100% obviously a man-made, gain-of-function, chimerically engineered bioweapon that was intentionally released out of the lab in Wuhan, China. Any other narrative is completely false. That is what happened. Prove me wrong. The leak theory, the bat soup, pangolin mating theory, all of this other stuff is all nonsense. The spike protein is the bioweapon,
and that's what's out here. And the target of the spike protein is human lung epithelium. You wouldn't be making that for a bat.
Yeah, it's insane. Dr. Jane, this is from Kat Carr, by the way. What do you think about giving the yearly flu shot to the elderly after they've received two doses of the, quote, vaccine a year and a half ago?
My opinion is that everything right now is suspect. Everything you take, especially by injection, that previously you believed in, that you had faith in the companies or the government, are at risk. You proceed at your own risk. I don't make direct recommendations, but I certainly wouldn't go anywhere near pharmaceutical products if my life depended on it right now.
Yeah, I'm certainly not getting a flu shot. Every time that I've ever had the flu shot in the past, you know, before I understood what was really going on, now I know they don't really even work. What is this, 10 to 15 to 20% effective efficacy?
Right.
They're dangerous. And every time that I had it, I got sick as hell during that flu season. And now if you notice, now that everybody's running out and getting their flu shots, guess what? Everybody's getting ill. Everybody's getting sick.
Yes.
We're around all these people that have had this COVID-19 bioweapon, euthanasia, dangerous, and in many cases, deadly injection. These people are shedding. Shedding is real. We're going to talk more about that with Mike Dillon upcoming. But, you know, protect yourself from these people. Make sure that you're taking your supplements, okay? I like ZStackProtocol.com. It's a really good one. Combine that with some, NAC. Is what I do, and then I nebulize every day. All right, Carrie Oshrin. Hi, Dr. Jane. Hi, Stu. Is there documentation that states the PCR test is not capable of diagnosing illness? I'm looking for a printout to physically hand to people trying to mandate the use of it. Thank you.
Yes, you can go right to the source. You can go to the CDC website. Just put in the keyword PCR, and you'll see the notice from July of 2021, where the CDC itself says, hey, it's no longer, it took them a while to get there, but it has no ability, not only does it have no ability to diagnose a flu, but Stu, the PCR has no ability to distinguish one flu from another, which makes sense, because if you can't diagnose, how could you distinguish? That's why the variant story is baloney. You can't diagnose a mutation of something that you can't even diagnose to begin with. So there's your source. And I think if people don't believe the CDC itself, well,
I don't believe the CDC, anything that they say, actually. But here's what I do know. The PCR test was designed to identify specific genetic sequences. And if we have yet been unable to identify a specific genetic sequence linked with SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19, then of course it's a failure. Of course, it's a complete fraud, because other than AI on computers, we haven't had a sample of this thing in the wild. So to try to say that there's a variant of something that you can't prove exists in the first place.
Exactly right.
Then you can't use a PCR to diagnose any of it. Simple.
Perfect.
Okay, Chantel. Dr. Jane, do we know yet how long the jabbed keeps shedding the spike protein? If an individual was jabbed over a year ago with the original shots and did not take any boosters, are they still shedding the same amount as a newly boosted individual?
I chose this question because a lot of people are asking this. A lot of people have been confused by various statements from experts that have been made out there. Look, there were a couple of studies. One measured the effects up to 60 days, and the other study measured it up to 90 days. Just because if you don't measure beyond that, you cannot make the conclusive statement that it only is active up to that point. So when a test stops at 60 days, that doesn't mean that the actual finding stops. So the short answer is we don't know. My guess from understanding how this mRNA technology works is that it goes on much, much longer, probably for years, and it would be dependent on how or if your body is able to interfere with the direction from that mRNA signal.
It is just such catastrophic fallout, this shedding thing, these self-spreading contagious shots, I guess, if you will.
And this is just what we know, Stu. There could be more.
Very evil, very cynical, very diabolical, indeed.
Terrible.
DZ is in your Telegram stalking you around. He says, or she, what kinds of tests can we request to find out if a jab person has the white amyloid clots? An ultrasound, perhaps?
Yeah, interesting question. I just want to qualify something. I was involved in getting Mike Adams, the health ranger, involved in his lab. He has an ISO nationally certified lab. Hooked him up with Mr. Richard Hirschman, my embalmer where I broke the story with. And Mike has done some stellar analyses. And one of the things he has shown is many things that these clots are not. And one of those things is that it's not organic. It's not tissue. It's not normal organic material that you would find in the human body. So amyloid is really not accurate. There is no amyloid in these. But with that said, we have not been able to identify any diagnostic imaging or any other types of diagnostic testing that can a priori find these clots in someone's health. Now, people have symptoms like the statement by Dr. Van Rooyen in South Africa, whose surgical team, they had a woman who's 32, otherwise healthy. She couldn't feel her legs. They were cold. And they went in and they operated through the large vessels and they pulled some of them out. So that was sort of an inadvertent win for her. Although we have heard from vascular surgeons that people refill, Stu. They refill those blood vessels. So that's not the end of the story. But to answer your question, no diagnostic imaging of any type that we know of yet that will find it ahead of time. And even if you did, I'm sorry to say, we'd have to find a way to stop the chemical development of these clots. Otherwise, people are just going to continue to make them.
Yeah. And by the way, thank you, Dr. Jane, for answering all these questions for our listeners. Normally, every single Wednesday, get your questions in at Dr. Jane Ruby on her Telegram. It's all brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's the great patriot over there, Mike Lindell. Use promo code STU to get huge discounts. I want you to put something on the screen here. Have the producers put this on the screen. These are images that are just sent to me this morning by Richard Hirschman, the embalmer who, with Dr. Jane Ruby, originally broke this story about these white fibrous, idiopathic clots, we could call it, because we don't really know where they come from or what it is. We've seen an uptick in these things, obviously, since this bioweapon was introduced. But these are images of blood right here. This is some nurse that is sending these things to Richard Hirschman. This has been seen all along. These vials right here are blood from a patient. These are these white clots in here. Now, the patients have no symptoms. They have no idea that they're dealing with any of this. Here's more pictures of these clots. This is Hirschman sending me all of this stuff this morning. This is not something that we see on a regular basis, or this is not something, these images right here, look at this. These are not images that we are used to seeing in the public. Our healthcare community is actually freaking out right now. They're all afraid to say anything. They're afraid to talk because they feel like they could lose their jobs or be fired. We're talking about humanity being on the line here. Absolutely unbelievable.
You're not
going to
have a job.
Look at these clots.
Humanity goes
Look
down.
At this.
Right.
Look at this blood. These are vials being brought to you, brought to the public, brought to Hirschman by anonymous nurses who are seeing this dirty blood with all of these clots in them. Absolutely unbelievable what's happening to humanity. Mike Dillon is going to be here next to talk to us about what you can do to protect your kids from shedding as they go back to school and they're around these COVID cult teachers. That's next on the Stu Peters Show. Go nowhere. We have to take care of ourselves and stay away from big pharma poison. Antipsychotics and antidepressants, ADHD neurotoxins for your kids. How about a natural remedy, a natural way to deal with this stuff like CBD? There's a lot of CBD companies out there. The CBD that I promote is Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Why do I promote Curable? Because Curable's hemp is sourced and grown right here in my home state of Minnesota, and it's a family-owned business. Not to mention, because I know them personally, they have joined us, and they told me that they will offer you 20% off site-wide on all of their stuff. Now, do your research on CBD and what it can help with. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, even Parkinson's symptoms, ADHD, allergies, migraine headaches, all of these things that people deal with out here every single day can be dealt with naturally using this miracle substance called CBD. Get it from Curable.com, and when you use promo code STU, you get 20% off site-wide. Everything on that site, 20% off when you use promo code STU at Curable.com. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. Dr. Pete Chambers is a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. He had a career spanning 39 years, during which he completed the Special Forces Qualification Course and became a Green Beret. He served multiple combat tours. He received the Purple Heart for being wounded in combat, but Pete just got pushed out of the military and forced into retirement because he was providing informed consent to his fellow troops. Well, since then, he's been a whistleblower for Senator Ron Johnson, helping to expose hidden truths about the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database. Pete is also using his newfound freedom from military oversight to travel around the country, building up a support network for service members still serving in the military. Well, that newfound freedom also means that he's free to go anywhere he wants without hiding his identity and speak out about this attack on Americans using a bioweapon injectable. I was just with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers in Idaho, where he gave testimony before lawmakers and vaccine-injured people. Take a look.
General Eric Scott in my chili came into the aid station and said, Doc, well, I'm telling you, I'll do it in General Eric style, son, it ain't about the science. It's about the policy. Roger that, sir. Okay. And so I kind of smiled. He said, you think this is funny? And I said, no, sir. Now, bear in mind that the two-star had his one-star standing over here and his colonel standing behind him over here, behind him, who both told me separately they agreed with me, right? And they're standing behind him and going, yeah. And I'm over here, like, face-to-face with his two-star. That's cowardice.
That's cowardice. Dr. Chambers joins us now. Pete, thank you so much for being here. And there's a lot of cowardice going around. People don't want to call this what it actually is. You say that this is a mass depopulation event.
This is part of a mass depopulation event. And Stu, we're at, you know, you and I talked out there, we're at a Paul Revere moment in history for humanity and for the United States Constitution. This is that moment that we're at. We're at the precipice. And we've got to get this information out. When I started peeling back the onions, and myself and Dr. Long, who is the Joan of Arc of this operation, when we and Sam Sigloff, when we started peeling back the onion, I started going down other lines of effort that the cabal, and these are, bear in mind, these are diabolical narcissists at the top level of our government and the world. And we can talk about the Klaus Schwabians and all those, but this is satanic. And I'm a Christian, and I'm a believer, but I'm not the guy that's going to give you the conspiracy theory stuff. I'm going to give you the truth. Because 10 years ago, if you had told me this stuff, I wouldn't have believed it. I'm a Green Beret. I'm a combat veteran. I'm somebody that believed in America, red, white, and blue. And we have been duped, America. We've been duped.
So what did you learn that opened your eyes to the satanic underlying motives of the highest in command in this country?
Right. So ultimately, there's an anti-humanism agenda that's going on that is counter to the golden rule, which is love others as you would love yourself. All right. It's counter to the truest virtue of a warrior, which is love is the truest virtue. 15 John 15, love. That's the truest virtue. It's counter to that. This is an anti-humanist agenda to depopulate the world. It goes all the way back to Kissinger in 1974. It goes all the way back to the Bretton Woods, which looked that up, 1944, with the global banking system. It goes to the Rothschilds, the Carnegies. It goes, unfortunately, to the Court of London. And when you start getting into this, we don't have a lot of time here, so I'm prepping people's minds to start searching this stuff and understand that.
So as far as specifically speaking about this injection,
right,
you think that this is a cynical and diabolical, but the same opinion of this program, by the way, that this is right. An intentional plot to maim and kill.
This is a biologic weapon, and I'm talking about the jabs. I'm not talking about the fact that the influenza outbreaks that we have every year went down to nothing, and then COVID became the thing. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. These jabs are killing and maiming, and there are 1,000% rise in all-cause mortality, minimal, up to maybe 4,000, which the European Union has shown. All right, 4,000% increase in all-cause mortality. That's what's happening. This isn't just an accident. It can't be. There's nothing in my biological warfare mind that can write it any other way.
So insurance companies, actuaries are talking about this increase. The right. DMED data was exposed by Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long and yourself and Sam Sigaloff, and then was intentionally altered or changed. They said that there was a glitch, not buying it. There are bioweapons laboratories now being exposed all over the world, particularly in Ukraine, where we're sending about $100 billion taxpayer money for this installed regime that the CIA effected a coup over there. Speaking of bioweapons labs in general, in your history, in your experience in the military, is there anything good that comes out of bioweapons labs?
In the prevention side of the house, perhaps, but we just know now that the onion has been peeled back, that gain-of-function research took place that was funded by the National Institute of Health and Lord Fauci himself, but he's just a low-hanging fruit. And these other narcissists that we can't figure out, believe me, I will. I talked to multiple legislators on the Hill. We will get to the bottom of this, but right, it goes far beyond just prevention of biowarfare capabilities that the enemy would put upon us, but that we, our own country, has become, to some respects, in some respects, the enemy.
In your expert military opinion,
right,
what was COVID-19?
COVID-19 was a creation of, look, there are 70 patents that existed before COVID-19 came on to the scene in January of 2020, 70 something patents. David Martin has explicitly laid that out for us. Todd Callender's laid it out for us. We know that. So if those things existed before COVID-19 was a thing, then they were created for a purpose. And the purpose is exactly what we're seeing, which is depopulation and anti-human agenda. That's the only thing that I can figure out in my expert mind in looking at the most dangerous course of action of a bioweapon.
It's unbelievable. When you're going around the country and you're meeting people and you're talking to people, what do you find is the thing that's hardest for people to believe when you're telling these truths on stage and when you're shaking their hands and meeting with them in person?
Right. The hardest thing for them is that they, like myself, listen, I trusted my government. I've had all kinds of shots from 1983 on, and I trusted that things would be safe and effective and be in the best interest of the national defense. So it's kind of hard to believe until you see it. And that's what I'm seeing in their eyes, is this disbelief. Sometimes it goes into cognitive dissonance. Sometimes it goes into vitriol back upon me. But I can't deal in that. I just have to deal with facts. And I'm staying on truths and not narratives.
So you were kicked out or forced into retirement early before you really wanted to, because you were giving informed consent to your patients. What were you telling the servicemen that got you jammed up in the military?
So essentially, I'm telling my service members, they boil down to one slide, an mRNA picture of a skull and crossbones, mRNA on the forehead saying, any questions? They didn't need it. Risk stratification will tell you, good medicine will tell you, they didn't need it. These are young, virile troops on the border, of which I was already on the border dealing with 12,000 people walking across a week. state of Texas and nobody was getting COVID. Lesser intrusive means, betadine swabs, cleaning their noses out, doing the typical things I've done in Africa, Southeast Asia, all these other places in the world. We conducted operations without a COVID shot. When the COVID shots came along, soldiers started going down.
Yeah. You saved lives, and no career anywhere is worth that. And all of the rank and file that are going along with this that know exactly what it is that they're doing are cowards. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
That. You're welcome, sir.
So there you have it. Dr. Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, 39-year career. This is a mass depopulation event. You can depopulate by not getting the rest that you need, stress and anxiety, low mood, depression. All of these things are as a result of a magnesium deficiency. 75% of Americans suffer from this very serious deficiency. Magnesium is critical for your body's overall function. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. When you go there, you will find one pill, one capsule that has the 7 most critical types of magnesium to combat stress and anxiety so you get the rest that you deserve and don't end up in an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So the 2020 pandemic served as a perfect excuse for blue state mayors and governors to do exactly what they wanted to do anyways, which was to release criminals onto the streets to terrorize the public. And they justified all of that by saying that it was needed to stop the spread, which was obviously a complete lie. The real purpose was simply unleashing crime, which the elite left supports. This is why murder is up more than 30% nationwide. It's why carjackings and car thefts and shootings are way up. It's why nobody feels safe to ride on big city subways or walk through deserted parks at night, because they know that if they're attacked, the police won't be there to protect them. And even if the cops do show up, they won't punish the perpetrator. Oh, hell no. They'll just put them through some stupid hearing and then release them back onto the streets with no bail to terrorize the public some more. Incredibly, though, it's about to get even worse in California. Gavin Newsom just signed legislation to close the last 3 youth detention facilities in that state. So that'll mean sending thousands of the state's worst, most predatory young offenders back to their local counties. And we know what's going to happen. A lot of those counties will just simply drop those kids back onto the streets. So what we're going to get is a lot more Eliza Fletchers. People simply just abducted off the street to be robbed and then raped and ultimately murdered. But that's the whole point, of course. Elite liberals actually identify with criminals, which is why they hate protecting the public from them. Paul Reyes works in the Department of Juvenile Justice in California. For the last 2 years, due to constant staff shortages, Paul has had to work 64 to 72 hours a week. Assaults and injuries are constant because the inmates are so violent and unstable, and there are no consequences when they lash out because administrators are pro-inmate and anti-guard. We're happy to have Paul Reyes here to talk with us more about this and tell us what's going on. Paul, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. God bless you for having me on here.
God bless you. What is happening behind the walls?
Mass hysteria, Stu. Straight chaos. I mean, like you stated, it's the administration and the department they're leaning more towards rehabilitation than corrections. That's why they slapped the R on CDC a while back. When this all went down, this happened in the midst of the pandemic in 2020, where he signed SB 823. That was actually slotted to have us reformatted and restructured under actually the Health and Human Services Agency under a whole new name and more rehabilitative than corrections. We were probably going to walk around in COGS and medical uniforms rather than correctional uniforms. It's just been chaos. I mean, from assaults to poor management, the morale's super low. And like you said, we work strenuous hours.
What about your direct command, the people who directly supervise you? Are they in support of all of this? Or is this coming from, the higher upper echelons of government in California?
It's the higher upper echelons, but our upper administration, they run with it. And, my belief is exactly your same belief. And this is partly why I find myself in the predicament I'm in personally, is that, you know, this is the destructive dystopian agenda of our communist globalist regime, right? They know what they're doing. And like you said, they released how many thousands of adult inmates onto the streets, and now they're gonna release the thousand more of your of the state's worst offenders.
So a lot of people will be like, well, Paul, these are just kids. They're just kids. I mean, how bad can they actually be? Describe for the audience who these people actually are.
These kids are, once again, when they restructured things, legislation. So they went back to 25. So we got guys that are 25 years old. We got some guys that are coming back in their 30s. We've had that. And so this is not just kids. These are murder. These are first degree murder, second degree murder, rapists, and the worst of the worst in the state. They're about to be released come June of next year.
These are gangbanging criminals who violently attack people most of the times unprovoked. They rob people. They put guns in their faces. They go into supermarkets and gas stations and hold up corner stores and bodegas. They carjack people. They rip them out of their vehicles, regardless if there's kids in them or not. They lead the police on high-speed chases with whoever was left in the vehicle with no regard for human life whatsoever. These people are parasites on a community. They are a cancer on society.
Correct. Yes. And what makes it worse is that with COVID, with the mandates, with all this stuff, it's made the environment much more worse, and it's given them an entitlement even inside more. And it's like, and that's where I find myself. I'm sitting here speaking to you. I'm 3 months removed from my duty for violating the mandates, and you know, I'm receiving the harshest penalty to date in the state. And this is how they're treating staff.
Yeah, because you've been politically targeted. You're not going along with the narrative and bowing down to the regime and the fake COVID mandates. And so you're now a political target. You're a dissident to the regime, and that's illegal in America now. So I respect you a whole lot for speaking out, by the way, because this whole mentality of rank and file, just following orders, I'm just doing my job, this is BS, and that needs to stop. If you are a cop or an FBI agent or a corrections officer in this country and you're going along to get along, you should be held accountable.
Absolutely. And that's the stance I'm taking. And Stu, again, I appreciate you having me on here. You know, this is not for me. This is for my peers, but my peers behind the wall, and they know what I'm doing. I have individuals with 30 plus years that retired and that are still in high upper echelon administrative positions that are willing to testify on my behalf for the egregious misconduct and the foul play that they, I mean, I've caught them like, you know what, like Trump says, I caught them all. I caught these guys, like you said, targeting me for standing up for what's right. And so I have a good case against them. I've contacted individuals like Dan Watkins, Mike Hamilton, and spoke to them directly. And I believe they're willing to help me out. And I just need, you know, individuals like you to get my story out here and let's really tell the people what's going on in California. And let's really slap this beast in the mouth. Mike Yoder said, hey, look, I'm going to California. He's the attorney from the East Coast. He said, I'm coming to California to hit the belly of the beast. Well, guess what? I have a good case to hit this belly of the beast right center dead in the mouth in Sacramento, and we can get it, and we can get California back. Because if we lose California, well, the country is going to be hurting. We know that.
Yeah, right? I mean, everything sweeps from coast to coast, obviously, and all of the underling World Economic Forum graduate, you know, hierarchy. Absolutely. Look to Pelosi and Gavin Newsom, who no doubt I believe that they're going to try to run this guy for president. Have been propping this guy up in the media. I don't know if the hair gel has seeped into his brain to sign legislation like this or what it is that's going on. When Biden, the illegitimate pedophile that allegedly occupies the White House, was left out of the country or was out of the White House, Here you see Newsom trotting around like he owns the place, shirt all unbuttoned. Yeah, this is my dwelling grounds. I mean, he's a gangster. That's all he is. This is Nancy Pelosi family. He's a complete gangster. He's running by mob rule there, and he is completely compromised through the inflation of bribery and blackmail. No doubt about it whatsoever. So you said something interesting about 30-year-olds coming back. What is the recidivism rate like? I mean, how many of these people violently reoffend after they get out?
Well, you know, I can't, you know, I can't put an exact number on it, but, you know, as
okay,
I,
how about
I've been
this? Do you see a lot of the same people over and over again repeatedly after they get out and successfully complete a program?
I have. I've been in the department. Yes. I was a counselor for a couple of years and I did my job well, and the inmates respected me because I was fair across the board. I didn't mistreat them. I treated them right with respect as they did me. And I like to think that I had an effect on some of my guys, but overall, the rehabilitative side of it, it doesn't work, and it's not built to work. It's all built for show, and because of that, us as staff and us as COs and counselors and staff, period, we take the brunt end of it because it's set up to fail. It was always set up to fail, and they know it. And that's why we went from restructuring it to we were going to fall under the Health and Human Service. They just closed us now. And that's all it was really about in the end. That's my belief. You know, I mean, I can't say 100%, but we know what this is. We know this is New World Order, World Economic Forum. So, you know, but Stu, if this show, if anybody can hear me, I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to fight the good fight. I told my peers and they know what I'm doing. I'm willing to be the sacrificial lamb to expose this COVID stuff, to reset our constitutional rights, our medical rights. You know, Stu, it's a mess. And anybody's willing to help, you know, conservative watchdog groups watching this, political action committees to help me out. You know, the guys like Dan Watkins out there, I appreciate it because I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to step up. By myself. I'll do it if I have to. It's fine.
You heard it right there.
But
nobody wants to be the first. Everybody wants to be a patriot till it's time to go do some real patriot stuff. And you, Paul Reyes, are doing it. So we're going to open up our Rolodex and see if we can get a hold of any attorneys to help you. These conservative political watchdog groups, do you really have any teeth? Because now is the time. This is actually happening in the state of California right now. This guy is laying down on a sword, coming out in front of everybody, talking about what's really happening behind the walls. These are criminals that are being intentionally released, just like a Wuhan virus was intentionally released. Why? To cause fear. To cause fear and panic and create control in a country where people are starting to wake up to the narrative and understand that everything has been a lie. That the illusion of some sort of constitutional republic or some representative government is just exactly that. It's an illusion. This is a uniparty full of rats who protect themselves and do nothing but gain and seek more riches for themselves, more power for themselves, and it's time to shut them down. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Have to be at our top mental performance to blow through these distractions, to be creative and focused and driven and powerful and aggressive and in complete control of the way that we process information. Nootropics brain supplements, 100% legal, totally safe and non-addictive. Go to nootopia.com/Stu Peters. These things are unbelievable. They're amazing. All the drive and focus that you need to be a better mom, to be a better dad, a better spouse, a husband, an executive, a business owner, an entrepreneur, all of these things will put you on your mental A game. Fill out the personal questionnaire. Get a custom brain supplement package from nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Try it once. I promise you'll never go back. These things are absolutely unbelievable. Cut through the distractions and be focused all day, every day. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. It is the on switch, the light switch for your brain from the moment that you pop up in the morning. No more hitting the snooze button. No more shot of caffeine or cup of coffee required to be on your mental A-game. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back. The hurricane is not stopping Carlos Cortez from helping you. Make sure that you call him to schedule your free appointment, your individual consultation, 813-448-3446. Until Monday at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Also, book your appointment online at CortezWM.com. CortezWM.com. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!